Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is good to be with you on this Friday afternoon as we engage in Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances.
It's like a super day for you because it's Monday and Friday.
I did take 4 days off. I was in Mexico. And I heard that song down in Mexico. And
it's a good song.
Oh, it's such a good song. Sam, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
I've got one. And I don't know if it's with me or the DMV or both.
Okay.
But I reached the point in my life where my initial ID was set to expire. Mm-hmm. And it was time for me to go get a new one. And they sent out this little yellow card that had a list of 8 different documents that you need to get the real ID. Your birth certificate, your social security card.
Real ID is what you use to get onto an airline, right?
Yes. Okay. Well, now all IDs, depending on what state, if they passed it or not, are real IDs.
Okay.
So you need your birth certificate, your social security card, a government-issued letter with your address on it so that you have proof of address. Anyway, there were 8 documents that you need. So if somebody had mugged me, they could have stolen my entire identity. I get there. And the lady's like, are we doing real ID today? And I was like, yes, please. That'd be great. She goes, do you have your passport? And I go, yeah. She goes, great. Sit over there. I was like, what about the rest of these documents? And so then I get up to the counter when part of my grievance is with me.
You didn't need them?
I didn't need any of them.
Huh.
I get up to the counter and part of my grievance is with me because it only took 30 minutes. And in that 30 minutes, I built up like 6 hours worth of frustration. And I get up to the counter and she doesn't even look at my passport.
Wow.
She takes it from me. She sets it down. Stand over there. Take a picture. Read line number 6. Thanks. Have a good day. It's like, why did I even come here?
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Let's go. Let's grieve. Festivus Friday here on KMBZ, 913-586-7798. Don in Gardner. Don, you are first up. Hello.
Hello there. Hi. How are you guys doing? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We are doing well. Thank you for asking.
I will be doing better after I get this out of my system since it's Festivus Friday. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Come on.
We all live here in Kansas, Missouri area, and there are plenty of deer running around naturally, correct?
Yes.
Out in the road, out everywhere, in people's yards. Mm-hmm. Why in gosh, all that's holy, do people put ornamental deer out in their yards? To freak me out more every time I go by and swerve. Oh, God, no, it's not a real deer. Oh, wait, that's a real one. Why? In the country, in the city, doesn't matter. They have fake deer in their yards. Please take fake deer out of the yards.
Don, you have been heard. Great grievance and very original. Mike in Olathe. Mike, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. This has been on my mind for a long time, but I got to get this off my chest. I won't tell you what city I live in, Olathe, but the post office here, man, is ridiculous. I work from home, and most of the time I don't have to go in there. But when I do go in there, there's 6 windows open, 2 people working. Today I go in there, I need one thing. There's a family of 4 getting a passport, no line moving. Another lady doesn't have a clue what's going on. Get more people away to the post office. Out.
Wow. He just hung up. Okay. Lynn in Overland Park. Lynn, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Good. So my grievance is going out to eat or going to a restaurant and the tipping. So I was at a very locally known restaurant this last week. I went in for happy hour, and I was sitting at the bar, and I had a couple drinks and some appetizers, and my bill was $35, and I gave him $3.20, $60.
Okay.
Never gave me my change back.
Oh.
Never even asked, just assumed.
Oh.
And I find, I guess my grievance is, I find more and more that that happens quite a bit, where there's just an assumption that they just are like, oh, yeah, okay. So I find that very frustrating, because I used to be a server myself, and two things. You never ask the guest if they'd like change back. You just give the change back, and then they tip accordingly. Correct. But I'm finding more and more that servers and bartenders, they just keep it. So on a $35 tab, he got a $25 tip. I will never go back. So that's my big grievance.
Lynn, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why didn't you demand your change?
Because he actually was avoiding me the whole time, and I was so frustrated that I'm like, all right, well, I guess I won't be back.
Okay.
And I should have, yes, but I was so frustrated, and just the fact that he just assumed he was going to get a $25 tip on a $35 tab.
I can understand that. All right. Hey, Lynn, appreciate the call. Thank you for it.
Yep, thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Be well. Dakota in Independence. Dakota, hello.
Hey, love your show. I was just wondering if we could get, like, maybe 5 Dana-isms. We haven't had them in a while.
You just want 5?
Well, I mean, as much as you're willing to give. But I feel like 5 is generous. Don't want to take up the whole time.
Okay. I think we can do that.
And then you just, like, pinch it off.
Okay. I can't.
What?
Nothing.
They're scored and you pinch it off. Why are you laughing?
A muff in good condition.
Excuse me, a what?
A muff in good condition can go for strangely high prices.
Stop.
And then you just pull up and blow. Pull up and blow. Pull up and blow. Do it. Pull up and blow.
What do you do?
Did you mark that? Wait, hang on.
No, harder. Harder.
I'm trying.
You got to pinch it. Pinch it. Pull it up.
Pinch it at the bottom?
Pinch it at the bottom, okay. And pull apart. You go down and thrust up. Down and thrust up. And you do it hard as many times as you need to.
Okay. All right. I think that's enough.
I'm telling you, I would not stop if someone rammed me from behind. Oh. No way. No way. I'm just going to assume you are trying to kill me.
Grab your knees. This is the big one.
Okay, now look, these don't have the red tip on them. The ones that I remember had a red tip on them.
Beg your pardon? Okay, Dakota, are you satisfied?
Yes, best birthday gift ever. Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Okay.
Well, it did feel good. I was going, oh, yeah. Keep doing that.
Oh, my God.
Keep doing that. I've had that happen so many times where you're pushing and they're pulling. I know what you mean.
I beg your pardon? 913-586-77.
And the best one yet.
This is one of those reach arounds.
I beg your pardon?
Raising.
To get around the rules.
What'd you call it?
A reach around.
Okay.
Saving that one.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
To get around the law or the rule? A get around. What do you call it? There's a word for it.
You don't call it a reach around. As we head into the weekend, Sam has just informed me that this is a very important day in American history.
It is quite a cool day, this day in history. Thank you, Dan Weinbaum, for reposting this on X, formerly known as Twitter. In 1775, on April 19th, at about 5 a.m., 700 British soldiers on a mission to capture Patriot leaders and seize a Patriot arsenal marched into Lexington. There, they found 77 armed Minutemen under Captain John Parker waiting for them on the town's common green. Huh. And thus, the American Revolution began.
On this day,
mm-hmm.
back in 1775. I'll be darned. We do have a line open if you want to grieve today. It is Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Let's go to Kia in Gladstone. Kia, hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Oh, thank you. This is my third time, I think, calling for. This is an honor.
Well, the honor is ours. Thank you. Welcome.
I love your show.
Thank you. It's yours.
My grievance is for people who told me to give up. I've got a pretty varied educational background, like music and engineering and, you know, the whole starving artist thing. But I had been trying to get an engineering job for a long time, probably over 15 years. And there were just people who have actually told me to give up and try something else. And it just, it crushes your spirit and everything. And I just wanted to say that I got an engineering job. A high-paying engineering job.
Kia, that is the greatest news I've heard all day.
And I am just so overwhelmed and just to tell people, don't give up. Don't give up if you really are determined to do something, you know, and you really love it. Just don't give up.
Kia, two things. Number one, God bless you. Number two, congratulations. Way to go.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Be well. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you too. Love your show.
Oh, thank you. The show is yours. Thank you. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
First off, Kia, if you're still listening, congratulations. That's awesome. My grievance, I actually have a grievance within a grievance. So for those who don't know, I live in Topeka, but I work in Kansas City. And my commute's about an hour and 20 minutes. I had a little commuter car that was really good on gas, but after 327,000 miles, it finally died, gave up the ghost. And so I've been driving my truck to work, and Sam, you can attest to this. They don't get great gas mileage. And then you add several hundred pounds of off-road and camping gear on top of that, and it gets even worse. I think I was averaging about $500 a month in fuel cost. So I bought a little motorcycle, which has been great. But my first grievance with it is that motorcycle manufacturers seem to just not care about riders' tushies because, man, my backside hurts like something fierce. and also, for drivers, and I know this is a tall ask, but on really windy days like we had the other day, if you see a motorcyclist on the highway kind of struggling to keep his line, please give them a little extra room because we are Mother Nature's plaything on the highway. We get tossed around like it's nothing.
Okay. All right. Mike, you are in, my friend. Let's go to Curtis in Lenexa. Curtis, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, my grievance is people going through travel. I'm sorry, through traffic circles.
You mean roundabouts?
Roundabouts, yeah.
Okay.
So and when you go into one, every entrance has a yield sign. But for whatever reason, whatever the main road is, people think they can just barrel through there without yielding to anyone. So that's my grievance.
It will be a cold day in hell, I think, when Americans finally learn how to do the roundabout. And you may have created a topic within Festivus Friday, unfortunately. 913-586-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Dean in Excelsior Springs. Dean, hello.
Hello, hi, people. Hey, okay, my grievance with people that are always so mad that even when you tell a great joke, they get mad about it. It's a Chuck Norris joke. May I tell it, and then I'll tell the rest of the story.
Is it clean?
It's very clean.
Go ahead.
Chuck Norris drinks water from Camp Lejeune. Okay.
Nice.
So, I know, and I told it at work the other day, and I guess, and the guy said that was a slap in the face to the Marines that got sick.
Oh, come
and
on.
So I told him, well, I feel sorry for those guys, but Chuck sets the bar at toughness, and he can handle it. And he got even madder. But so don't get so mad. It's just a joke, you know?
Exactly.
Great show. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Lighten up, Francis. It's all a joke. We're not taking it too seriously. Greg and Josie in Lenexa. Hello, Greg and Josie.
Hi there. I'm going to give the phone to my daughter. She's got a grievance.
Okay. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi. I hope your day is going great.
And the same to you, my dear friend.
Okay. My grievance is when I'm in the hallways at school and people walk slow on purpose, and I just want to get to my class.
It's a good grievance, Josie. Good
Thank
grievance.
You.
Okay. All right. You have a great weekend. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We do have an open line. Actually, we have three open lines if you want to grab them. 913-586-7798. We continue with Festivus Friday in just a moment here on Dana and Park.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
My grievance is with Sam playing the second worst song from the 80s.
Correct that whip.
Whip it. Good. It's terrible.
It's such a dumb song.
Oh, it's so bad. The only song that's worse is
Soft Cell.
Yes. Tainted Love. Jason in St. Joe. Jason, good afternoon. Hi. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Love you, show. My grievance is with Social Security.
Okay.
And the way it works. My wife passed away in December.
I'm sorry.
And my kids can't even get their Social Security from them. My daughter gets it just fine, but my son, they keep rejecting him. They keep rejecting his benefits. They won't send him the money that he deserves.
Jason, can I ask a question? And I ask out of ignorance.
Please, by all means.
If your wife passed away, and I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
But do beneficiaries get Social Security benefits?
So, yeah, they when she was receiving her disability, they included the kids on that. And then after she passed, they were minors, and they made me the payee. And once my son turned 18, of course, as long as he was in school, he would still receive those benefits until he was out of school.
I see. So, they were minors.
Yes, they were minors. At the time.
All right.
Well, my daughter was, but my son, he's now 18, of course, and getting ready to graduate high school, but he still gets the benefits until he actually graduates. And now it's been a fight since January.
Got it. Okay. I thought they were much older, so forgive me. And like I said, I asked out of ignorance. Stephen in Olathe.
Survivor's benefits, by the way, is what they're called.
Thank you, Sam. Stephen in
Olathe. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet.
So, my grievance is we just heard a new sport called foaling. And, I think that it would be far more interesting and there would be more publicity if there was tackling involved. So that's my grievance. No tackling in foaling.
Who would you, Stephen? Who would you tackle?
All of them.
There's only pins.
Other players. Other players get into your lane.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like the player that throws his football and it lands in your lane, you tackle him.
You tackle him.
Yeah.
If you see people falling, you tackle them.
Okay.
Just keep on tackling people.
Okay, Stephen. Got it.
This went from a fun family game to assault. Very quickly. Just tackle everybody.
Tad in Kansas City. Tad, hello.
Howdy.
Howdy.
My grievance is with the state of Illinois.
Okay.
I'm a traveling welder. I worked there on occasion. Well, they passed a law last year. If you work more than 25 days in the state of Illinois, they tax you. And I didn't even catch it. My accountant is the one that caught it. And, yeah, end up paying them quite a good amount just for repairing some of their facilities there. So I don't even know any tax lawyers out there. If I can file exempt, I'd be welcome for the information.
Tad, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Mike in Oak Grove, 913-586-7798. Hello, Mike.
Yes. Love her show. My grievance is with not the people that have the headlights that can see 3 miles down the road, but the ones, the idiots that don't realize you need to readjust them after you put them in, and now they're shining directly in your mirror.
Mm. Mm. The people behind you.
Well, yeah, they shine in your mirror because they're pointed up now because they don't realize they need to readjust them after they put them in.
Okay, Mike. Hey, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Scott in North Kansas City. Scott, hello.
Hey, guys. I love the show.
Thank you.
I don't know if my grievance is, if the grievance are a nuisance, but when I'm driving in front of some stores, it doesn't matter what store it is, you know, but when people walk out of the stores and they don't even look up or anything like that, and then when they do look up and look at you kind of like disgusted, like, what are you doing here? I'm walking here. You know, it's just kind of a, you're crossing the road without even looking.
Oh, the distracted walker, texter person who is actually in your way, but they think you're in their way.
Yeah, when they're walking out of the store or whatever, you know, they're just like, I'm going to my car. I don't care what you're doing, but you got to stop for me.
Okay, buddy. Hey, we got you in, man. Do appreciate the call. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. 913-586-7798. Gabriel or Gabriel in Butler, Missouri. Hi, welcome.
Yeah, it's Gabriel.
Gabriel
K in Butler, Missouri. Yes, no, I don't actually have a grievance, man. I have a gratitude.
Okay.
First off, I want to be grateful for the Dana and Park show that I listen to every day. It's my favorite show to listen to on my way after work. You guys fill me with joy, and I love it. And I'm glad to see you back there, Parks. My second yet biggest gratitude is to my absolutely beautiful girlfriend in Lee Summit, Missouri, Miss Ashley. She's been the light of my life, and I'm thankful every day that I have her. So that's all I got for this week. Thank you.
Well played, friend. Well played. All right. Be good. Right. All right, man. Mark in Shawnee. Mark, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Love your talk show, man. I love how you just speak truth and entertain.
Oh, thank you. You're very kind.
I got two little short grievances. first one is people don't know how to park. Like a convenience store, Walmart, Target, whatever. They open and they literally park like on the yellow lines. That's so annoying. And I squeeze right in there. I don't care. And I block them in, whatever.
Okay.
The second one is the people that drive on the highway in the fast lane doing the speed limit. That is so annoying. That's it. That's all I got for you.
Okay. All right, Mark. Hey, do appreciate it, man. Thank you. I'm going to take a gamble. Brittany from the North Pole in Alaska, you have 3 asterisks next to your name.
Oh, I don't know why. I have a grievance.
I think we're about to find out.
Okay. Well, I have a grievance. It is 72 degrees finally up here. We still have a foot of snow on the ground, but it is beautiful and spring is here.
Wait, are you really calling in from Alaska?
Yeah.
North Pole, Alaska is actually not on the North Pole.
It is a real city, and Brittany, I apologize. You got the asterisks because I didn't believe that you were actually in North Pole, Alaska. So that's on me.
North Pole, Alaska is right next to Fairbanks, which is right in the middle of the state.
We're about 20 miles away from Fairbanks.
You're next to the Air Force Base.
Yes, that's why we're up here.
And it's 72 degrees.
Yes. We have the windows open. It is gorgeous.
Brittany, you will never get a warning label from me again, and I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad.
How did you find us up there in North Pole, Alaska?
I graduated from Nomnoster, Missouri.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, we're military, so we moved up here, stationed at the Air Force Base. We were at Whiteman before.
Well, thank you for your service.
No, thank you. Thank you.
No. All right. Hey, enjoy the 72-degree weather up in Alaska.
Oh, we will.
Do you ever get to the coast? It's only like 10 hours away.
It's a 16-hour drive if you drive in an RV.
To Anchorage? It's a 16-hour drive to Anchorage?
Oh, no, I thought you meant the Arctic coast. We went to the Arctic Ocean.
How far is it from North Pole, Alaska to Anchorage?
About 7.5 hours, depending on if there's snow through the mountains or not.
Oh, my goodness. Well, enjoy your time up there.
Thank you. We will. We have about a year left.
Okay. How long have you been there? 2 years?
3.
North Pole, hang on. Hang on a second. North Pole, Alaska has a population of, stand by.
7.
7. That's not fair, Sam.
No, it's a pretty good town. We have Santa Claus's houses here.
No, I've been to North Pole.
Yeah.
When my parents lived in Anchorage, we went up to North Pole, mm-hmm. Alaska, and I took a picture there. Well, thank you.
You took a trip?
Well, yeah, to Fairbanks, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, hey, thank you for calling in. It's great to hear from you.
No problem.
All right, be safe. Thank you. Bye. Be safe, be well. All right. Alex in Wyandotte County. Alex, hello.
How you doing, man?
We're doing well. Thank you.
First, I just want to say, hi, Mom. I'm on TV or on the radio. But nothing makes me more mad is when you're on a main street and someone from the side street pulls out in front of you, immediately puts on their brakes so they can turn left or right.
Ooh, great grievance.
It gets my adrenaline going right now just talking about it.
Great grievance. Alex, thank you for it. Lupe in Kansas City, Kansas. Lupe, hello.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. First time caller. I really gets under my skin when my peers who are, you know, well-to-do complain about their situation in life here in the United States. When I came from Mexico, I was 7 years old, and previous to that, my poor mother would have to beg for just a little bit of salt to make her beans. That's how poor we were. And since becoming a citizen and getting all my education here, I have raised 7 children. I have a career as a nurse, and I thank God my father brought me to the United States of America way back in the day. So it really gets under my skin when people don't appreciate the gifts that America has given to us and that they don't take care of it. That's my grievance. And it is so nice to talk to you. I hope you are feeling much better and that life has been good to you now.
Lupe, I just got back from Mexico.
Yes, I know.
Last night.
I missed you. I missed you terribly.
Thank you. You're so kind to say that. Thank you.
Okay, I hope you had a grand time and my people treated you well.
Your people treated me very well.
All right. Well, thank you for coming back safely to us.
Lupe, thank you for the call.
Okay, blessings.
All right, blessings to you. Mark in Raytown, before we go to the break. Hello, Mark.
Hey, yeah, first, so I just got to say that I love you guys, love the show.
Thank you.
So I am OCD about keeping my car pristine. Always have been, drives my wife nuts, but OCD about keeping it in pristine condition. And what drives me insane is people who, in a front of a store, refuse to put their shopping cart back into the shopping cart bay. Mm. They just leave it in the middle of the parking lot.
Mm.
There is a special room in hell for those people. It's like when you get to hell and, you were one of the people that didn't put the shopping cart back. This is your room.
Is it extra warm?
It is super warm.
Okay.
And the second part to this is, like, when I go to a big store, I'll park at the back 40 where there's 50 other open spots away from everybody else because I don't want anybody near my car. And it never fails. I come out and somebody's parked right next to me. I'm like, what the heck?
Mark, do appreciate the call. Keep that car clean. Yeah.
Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. 9135.
Park at the back of the lot.
And then somebody always parks right next. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Jason, Dakota, and the others, hang tight. We do have 2 open lines if you want to grab it, 586-7798. All right, let's get through as many of these as we can before the top of the hour. Jason in Kansas City, welcome to Festivus Friday. Jason, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well. Thank you.
Happy Friday.
Same to you.
I'm going to do something I've never done. I've been calling in for a while. I'm clapping back at 2 of your callers.
Okay.
One was a guy, you know, if you're getting Social Security benefits from somebody who's passed, if you're a minor child, I can understand that. But if you're a grown man, I don't owe you that money because it's my money. You need to go out and figure it out.
Mm.
And then the other one is the guy that was talking about people coming out in parking lots. They're called pedestrians, and they have the right of way. I just bought some dog food, and I saw three cars running stop signs at the entrance. So I just wanted to put that out there.
No, it's a fair point. The United States is one of the few countries in the world where pedestrians have the right of way.
A grievance about other grievances. All right.
Not uncommon.
No, no.
And certainly welcome. Dakota in Kansas City. Dakota, hello.
Hey, guys. My grievance is with the people that have been posting lately on, like, YouTube and stuff, videos of them on a crotch rocket doing something stupid, like lane splitting at a buck 10 through traffic and then hitting a car that changes lanes and wondering what the heck happened. You're not gaining yourself any sympathy. You're just making other bikers look bad.
Dakota, great grievance. Terry in Kansas City. Terry, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My grievance just, I don't know, just pisses me off. So I'm sorry.
Be careful.
I'm upset. An investigation is underway after a Lansing Correctional Facility resident dies. When did they start calling prisoners residents? Because they called him an inmate two or three chapters down. In this article. But at the title of the article is he's a resident.
I don't think he's a resident of the city of Lansing. I just think he's a resident of the penitentiary.
Yeah, but they should call them inmates and prisoners. That's what they are.
Well,
they're not paying rent.
No, they're not. I'm not challenging. I'm offering a very quick lesson in journalism. Sometimes you have to, on second reference, refer to somebody as a different thing or different name so that you don't just keep saying inmate, 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 inmate throughout the entire story. I'm not challenging the grievance at all.
Toeing the line.
But very closely, but I did not cross it. Blake in Kansas City. Blake, hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up?
My pet peeve is when people don't abide by the yield signs. So specifically, what happened 10 minutes ago, driving on 35 South, there's a yield sign near the crossroads, and people just blow right through it, man. It caused a huge accident.
Okay, buddy.
No one ever yields. No one ever yields. There's a yield sign for a reason. Follow it.
Blake, we hear you, brother. We got to run.
Very passionate about those yield signs.
He's a yield passioner.
His passion will not yield.
No. Really? Really? Get out. Show yourself out.
I'll use the door.
Okay. We got to run. The bonus hour is coming up next. Don't forget to check out the Dan and Parks podcast. Available anytime you want, anywhere you go at KMBZ.com. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, he is the finest man in these United States. His name is Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, we're back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good to one another.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.